The Rockies and the Phillies continuing their four-game series on Wednesday. The Rockies sending Tyler Chatwood to the mound. He'd be staked to a lead top three thanks to Charlie Blackmon.
He swings and lines it up the middle of base hit. One run will score. Walters coming around third. He's being waved to the plate, and the throw is cut off. And once again, for the third day in a row, Charlie Blackmon has given the Rockies a 2-0 third-inning lead. The pitch. Swung on, line towards right center field, falling fast. It'll drop for a hit in front of Saunders. Blackmon coming around third. The throw to the plate is not in time. And LeMahieu will take third. It's a single for Arenado. Wasn't hit all that hard, and that's what allowed Blackmon to score, as it took a while for Saunders to get to it since it didn't have a whole lot behind it. 2-1. Swing and a rocket to right, and that ball is gone. Carlos Gonzalez with an emphatic three-run home run. And that got out in a hurry. It's his fourth of the season. And the Rockies with a 6-0 lead here in the third inning. Count is full to Altair, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball. 2-2 curveball. And it's in there for a strike. And Joseph strikes out. Chatwood with 7 K's now on the night. He's ahead of the count, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Two more strikeouts for Chatwood, 8 on the night. And he throws 7 scoreless at the Phils this evening.
The Rockies pound the Phillies 7-2. They go for the 4-game sweep on Thursday. The Phillies have dropped 5 straight. That ties a season high. Tyler Chatwood's 112 pitches, his most in a game since his rookie season of 2011. Jeremy Hellickson's unbeaten streak at home is snapped at 9 starts dating back to last year. It's been a tough go lately for Pete Mackanin, whose Phillies have tied a season high with 5 straight losses, having scored just 8 total runs in that span. The Philly skipper shared his thoughts after a 7-2 loss to the Rockies.
Well, once again, 3 hits, not a whole lot good to talk about. You know what I remember? When I took over in 15, the team was scuffling, really not playing well, and then something clicked and we started beating teams. Last year we had a good first part of the season and then kind of scuffled at the end. So sometimes one little thing clicks and we get better. There's a lot of baseball left, and I know we're better than this. We just got to have some kind of a spark to get out of it, win a couple in a row, and it could put us on a winning streak. Good to see Saunders bust out. That was much needed for him. Hit that long home run. Cesar hit the ball well. Benoit had a good inning, and Morgan really saved our bullpen. He did a great job. That was great to see, and then hopefully he's on the right track and he'll get back up here at some point. But Helly had that one bad inning. He had poor command of his changeup. He was yanking his changeup, not locating it, and that was, that's his out pitch, and he didn't have it tonight.
Is it just the rotation's, I think, 6 ERAs over 6 this month? Does that just amaze you that they've that much?
It's been kind of surprising, and I'll tell you what, Todd, I know they're better than that. Eflin's start wasn't real good, but you know what he's capable of doing, all of them. And as I said, in a long season, these things sometimes happen. I remember Atlanta the first half last year was terrible, and they had a real good second half. And I believe that we just need to get something going, and we're going to put something together. I believe that.
Gonzalez really jumped on that changeup.
Yeah, he left it out over the plate. And, the thing about Helly is some teams will sit on soft for him, and if he doesn't locate, he gets in trouble, especially a team like this. What have they scored? Average 6 runs over the last 10 games or something. 6 runs scored, but he relies heavily on that changeup. He threw some good curveballs, but he just didn't locate well, and that led to his undoing against a good team that knows how to hit.
Do you think that's going to be kind of like the overall book on him?
Well, you know what, Jimmy, it already is the book on him, but the thing is, a changeup can be such an effective pitch because you can sit on it, but if you have good arm action and good movement on that pitch, it's still hard. Trevor Hoffman got to the Hall of Fame with his predominant pitch, a changeup. So it happens. You know, he's had a lot of good starts for us, and when he doesn't locate, he gives up a home run here and there, but he kind of gets it back, and just for that one inning, it fell apart on him.
Chatwood's numbers coming into the game weren't really good, but he did a good job against you guys. What was that?
Well, you know what? He's got a good arm. He's got a good breaking ball, and part of it was he was effectively wild. You know, he's got a lot of walks, and when you can't sit on a location, you don't, you know, you spray the ball inside, outside, and you're effectively wild, basically. And I think that helped him.
Their three starters have really shut you down this week. Is it what they've done or what you guys haven't done?
You know what, Kevin, that's a good question. We talk about that all the time. Were we not hitting, were we that bad, or was he that good? And I think it's a combination of both. You know, you get some momentum from your starters, and they start getting guys out, and they start feeling that confidence. And we go a couple, three innings without getting any hits, and all of a sudden, here we go again. That's the mentality. But you got to bust out of that. You got to break that somehow. And as I said, it was good to see Saunders. I think he got the monkey off his back, and Cesar, who's been scuffling a little bit, hit that ball real well to left center field. So all these things could lead to something, just a little thing like that.
The Phillies send Vince Velasquez to the mound on Thursday as he opposes Tyler Anderson.